Hello and welcome to another GetGreatEnglish.com podcast. And today we're going to talk about travel because it's getting to be that season. Everybody's getting ready to go on their holidays, or if you're in America, vacation. So what kind of preparations are you going to make for your holidays? So for most British people, just a few pairs of shorts and a couple of t-shirts and a little bit of suntan cream. That's basically all the preparation most people need. But some people like to travel to adventurous places, places that you sometimes need to get vaccinations for. So for example, if people are traveling to areas where there are tropical diseases like dengue fever and so on, then they often need vaccinations. So these are usually injections that stop you catching diseases. Some other preparations that people might need are a little bit of training, especially if you're going trekking somewhere. It's becoming more and more popular for people to go trekking. It's like adventurous sightseeing, I guess. Trekking through jungle areas or forests and mountains. It's an interesting way to see the world. So some people are not so adventurous, and some people like to have staycations. This is a more recent thing due to the economy being bad in a lot of countries. A lot of people are deciding to stay at home and sometimes just have day trips to places close by, or even just appreciating the local area that they have close to them. Some people like to take city breaks where they can take a look at interesting buildings and visit museums and other cultural things. My parents are not the city break type of people at all. They are sun worshippers and they like to go to beaches. My father especially likes nothing better than to cover himself in sun protection factor 10, which is not very strong at all, and lie on the beach with a radio playing a football match, something like that. And then in the evening, have a few beers. So what's your ideal holiday? Why not let me know in the comments on Google+, on Facebook, or even on Twitter. Let me know. I look forward to hearing from you about what you're going to do this summer. Thanks very much. Goodbye.